Hey everyone, welcome to another week of the A to Z Work Podcast. Zeke here. How y'all doing? And for those of you who are quite savvy, you'll see today's a short one. And the reason is that there isn't a podcast this week. Though I guess the fact that you're listening to this means that there is a podcast. But it's not going to be a long one. This week, we're heading into the visual medium. No more just audio. No more audible, auditory, ordination, ordinary. Oh, wait, I've changed all. A-U-O-R. We don't have a guest today. It's not even a we. Don't have April. It's just me and my lonesome in my room recording this. And when I first started out doing this podcast, my original intention was for it to just be me. Yapping away, reflecting, doing some talk therapy on the work sermons that we've been listening to together. But hey, got some guests on and they've been great, so we just kept that going. And it's been really cool getting to know them, to be honest. So good on your guests. It's been really cool hearing about your lives, who you are. And for anyone else who's been listening to this and you're here now, good on you. You're doing well. I'm glad you've got something out of it, otherwise you wouldn't be here on episode 7 or 8 or whatever it is now. Yeah, I'm just glad you're around. And no doubt, I'm sure you have thoughts about the work podcast. And hey, I'd love to hear them. Hit me up. Let's have a chat. And what was I talking about? Back it up, Zeke. You're a linear thinker. Okay, no podcast, no April, no guest. Oh yeah, yeah. So we're doing a video this week on some questions you guys submitted about work and whatever's going on. And there were some good questions. So I'm really keen to get Iggy and Matt answering those questions. So working on that video this week and it'll be out later in a few weeks' time. So that's what I'll be doing this week. And I thought I'd just come in on this and have a check-in, practice what I preach. There's a season of life for everything. Season for work, a season for rest, and it's a rest week, I suppose. And I'll be honest, I did actually record some audio yesterday. I was driving down the country road, take me home to the place. Anyway, yeah, so I was away for the weekend over at Mount O'Reilly's on the back end of it, and as I always do when I go on a long trip, I leave things behind. So after we'd got back to Brizzy, the host of the place messaged and said that, hey, you left a whole bunch of stuff. Do you want me to ship it to you? And I said, no, it's all right. I'll come back down. I'll pick it up. So another hour and a bit back down to Mount O'Reilly's. Hey, it was one of the best drives of my life. I felt so awake. Even though I was smashed during the daytime, by the time I got home, I had a 4 p.m. coffee and 6 p.m. rolled around and I was wide awake. So nothing like driving down a dark country road, no lights. Exhilarating. I had the best time. No cars around, no one to contend with, just bugs smashing into my headlights and windshield. But I had a really good time. And I actually recorded about 5-10 minutes just to see what it'd be like. And it wasn't bad, but Yeah, there was a lot of background noise. Yeah, I just didn't think that'd be great for all you listeners. You're probably listening to this in your car right now or on a walk. And if you're in a car, it's not like you want to hear another car in the background. So yeah, I thought I'd just can that. But yeah, I had a great time driving. Except for this one time where I was following behind this guy. He was going about 85, 90. It was 100 road and I thought, you know, I'll take it slow. I'll follow him for... Yeah, I gave him a good few kilometers, but he was still driving at that slower speed. But I was desperate to get in and out, so I overtook him. And then lo and behold, he tailgated me for the next 5 kilometers. And I was thinking to myself, why are you tailgating me? If you could drive at this speed now, why didn't you drive it before? I didn't get it, so that was a very strange experience. But beyond that, great drive. What am I talking about yesterday? Oh yeah, I recorded some audio, but wasn't any good. So yep, no podcast this week. Work video coming out. And I'm keen to share that with you when it does and it's all done and dusted. Something a little bit different. And I guess that's sort of it for this week. So for all of you who are listening, well done making it this far. It was a great sermon last week. Iggy spoke about our calling and how we don't have one true calling. Oh, we do. A calling to follow Jesus. But beyond that, there's no one job. There's no the one woman or one man to love. I tell Trish that all the time. No, I'm joking. I don't. Yeah. But there's no one true job. God calls us to wherever we are. Sorry, wherever we are, God has called us to that spot. So make the most of it. Work hard in those places. And he took me by surprise. Even though I gave him the book chapter for the inspiration, he still took me by surprise. I knew where I was headed, but he did well. He did really well. So I encourage you, if you haven't listened to that sermon, go listen to it. It's a good one. Some things to think about. Yeah. Help round out some sharp edges. Man did a good job. Go pat him on the back. Otherwise, I think, yeah, that's it. Be good to yourselves. Y'all working hard. I've been glad that this series has been challenging for you guys. Clearly, if you're still listening, it's struck a chord in some way. So I'm glad. Keep thinking about it, thinking hard. We're all just trying, doing our best. So don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing all right. Reach out if you need help. We'll keep going. All right, I think that's it. Have a good one, everyone. See you next week.